This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Christian, Macoupin, and Montgomery County farmers are being asked to enroll in government conservation programs. Tony Hammond serves as soil conservationist for Christian County NRCS and says funding is available if you apply by March 2nd.
We've got a program that I wanted to let people know about. It's called the Conservation Security Program, CSP for short. And it's an ongoing sign up, but right now we have an application cutoff of March 2nd. So farmers that are interested in this program, all they need to do is have a signed application submitted by March 2nd. And really how the program works is, you know, we just take a snapshot of your operation and how you're handling your nutrients and your tillage operations, crop rotations. We look at things that you're already doing, the good things, and then also some opportunities where we can go above and beyond and gain some more conservation benefit.
Do farmers have to enroll a certain number of acres, or is it, you know, is that a conversation that you might have with them to determine what qualifies?
Yeah, that's kind of a thing that's unique about this program. It's a 5-year program, so you'd be looking at lands in your operation that you will have control of for 5 years. And, you know, I know there's a lot of different leasing options out there with farmland today, but traditionally it's operator-based, based on the lands that you're listed as the operator with the Farm Service Agency. And it's typically lands that you own or your family owns or something that you know that you can have control of for 5 years. So we pare down your farming operation to those acres that you're comfortable with operating, you know, for those 5 years. And then we sit down and have conversations about how you're managing those currently with, like I said earlier, about your nutrients and soil health activities, whether you're doing some no-till, or if you're already doing cover crops, or just a myriad of questions, and then to see how many of the resource concerns that you're already meeting, and there's a payment based upon that. So it's kind of a reward program where some of the good things that you're already doing, you can get points for that, which equates into dollars per acre. And then there's some other opportunities that you can pick and choose from that you want to add to your operation that would also equate to an annual payment for the 5 years. So it's a simplified process. It might sound, you know, complicated at first, but we've really streamlined the program to meet the producer's needs. And we realize everyone's busy this time. And so we want to get our applications in early if you're interested, and we'll work through the process with you.
How many applications do you think you can accept this year? Is this something that they have to qualify for and then someone above you says, well, they've qualified, they can get this assistance? Or I'm assuming you've got several openings if you know, you wanted to talk about it with me and get the word out.
Yeah, for sure, Katie. Well, Illinois every year through the 2014 Farm Bill gets an acreage allocation within the state. So it's a statewide process, and Illinois has a certain amount of acres to obligate to this program. So you're competing on a statewide basis. So it's not just Christian County or Montgomery County, Macoupin County. It's the whole state. But we have several acres that are allocated each year through this Farm Bill program. And last year, the majority of the people that signed up and made applications were actually successful in getting contracts. So we've got a lot of acres out there and a lot of opportunities for guys. So I don't want to sound, you know, to discourage anybody by any means. You know, we'd love to sit down, go over your operation. We know each operation is unique, and that's what's nice about this program, is that it allows us some flexibility to work with the producer that's going to fit his specific need and what he would like to do in the future. So we know not two farms are really alike in every sense of the word. So that's what's unique about this program. It's a working lands program, so it's not really retiring anything. And so you work along with us and make the decisions that's best for you on your farm to address, you know, the critical resource concerns and then some that you want to achieve at a higher level. So that's what makes this program really nice. It's a way to tailor fit a plan to your operation.
Well, Tony, it sounds like a win for you guys if you've got a certain amount of acres that need to qualify, and then a win for the farmer because it's going to be helping them out. So, again, you said this is for CSP, which remind us again what that acronym stands for, and then what's the application process? How do they do that?
Yes, it's the CSP. That's our acronym for the Conservation Security Program, and it's basically kind of a two-phase process where whereas you come in, sign an application, and we get just a little bit of information about you, what your operator of record status is from FSA, and we look at those farms, and you tell us what farms that you have control of, and we get some maps from you. And so it's pretty simple just coming in, you know, basically getting the application process started, signing the application. Doesn't obligate you to anything at that point. And as long as we have that in our system by March 2nd, you'll be in the consideration for the first acreage allocation that we have in Illinois.
Well, sounds fairly easy, and I know that you can help producers through that application process. Tony, this is just one of many programs that are available through NRCS, and I know that they're all so different, and so much of that depends on your own operation. So any of those that you'd like to highlight, or maybe just simply it might be the best option to just come in and talk to you.
Oh, sure, Katie. Yeah, we have a lot of opportunities with some other programs. We've got the EQIP program, Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and it's the same similar sign up. It's all year long, and we get an annual allocation of monies to put towards that program. So it's never too early or too late to come in and talk to us about a conservation plan. There's a lot of opportunities there, all the way from grazing livestock, confined livestock, seasonal high tunnels for specialty crops. We're seeing more and more interest in those types of situation for specialty crop growers. A guy that wants to look into, you know, possibly just doing some cover crops. There's some special initiatives for those type of practices, no-till. You know, the list goes on and on for some other opportunities and Farm Bill programs that, like you say, probably the best thing would be to come in and talk to your local NRCS person. Specifically in our district area here, we cover Christian, Montgomery, and Macoupin County. So you've got CJ down in Montgomery County, and you've got Aaron, Christine, and Brad in Carlinville. So, you know, we've got the team ready at all the offices to work on a plan that's going to fit to your farm.
Tony Hammond, soil conservationist for Christian County NRCS. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.